The following is fourth session of the Living the Real Life seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 23rd, 2006, in Govinda Valley, Australia.
So, practical tips of how to make this a practical reality. Of course, it's very much an individualized thing now. I can generically say things that may not apply to everybody in this room according to their work hours. Just like, for example, when I first got, I was a brahmachari for 14 years and then I got married. And I got some computer programming training in a technical school. And the first job I got, they gave me the shift that nobody wanted. That's how I easily got in. That was, you know, 11 at night till 8 in the morning. That was my work hours. Now, I was a very dedicated brahmachari going to Mangalarti every day. So how am I going to go to Mangalarti, you know? But no one liked to work that night. So they said, you know, we'll give you, normally you just have a half an hour for lunch at that company. We'll give you a whole hour for lunch and you can take it whenever you want. Well, it just turned out that the office was at 15 minutes away from the temple. Figure it out. 15 minutes to the temple. Actually, I went by and picked up Mataji on the way to the temple. Mangalarti. 15 minutes back to the office. And then Mataji would stay at the temple through the morning program. And the time I got off work, it was, you know, the Bhagavatam class was just ending. I would catch the last few, I would go to Mangalarti and take Mataji to the temple. And this way, you see, so if you're very determined, the basic principle is you must be very determined to become a pure devotee of Krishna. And if you do so, He will arrange. You see, they didn't have to give me an hour for lunch. That was not the company policy. They didn't have to give me that full hour for lunch, I mean to say. I was only technically allowed a half an hour. And they didn't have to be flexible to say you can take it whenever you want. But Krishna, within the heart of the boss, told the boss, you give him an hour and give him whenever he wants it. You see? So the most practical tip of all is you must have a burning desire to become Krishna's pure devotee. A burning, intense desire to become the pure devotee of Krishna. And if you do that, miracles will happen that facilitate you in your sadhana. That's a fact. I've seen it, I've experienced it practically. Miracles will happen to facilitate you. As far as generic advice, I've seen many people who chant Jap, who get fixed in 16 rounds, that's good, but they're chanting around here, around there. You know, it gets so hard, they get a clicker, they get it while they're driving, and you know, it's just, it's not good quality. So as a general instruction, I routinely advise people, get up early enough that you can get 16 rounds done before sunrise. I mentioned these points this morning in our Japa workshop. If you can get six, Prabhupada specifically says 16 rounds before sunrise. And if you can't do that, at least before you take your meal. Because that way you put the spirit first and the body second. You see? If you show that sincerity to Krishna, that I want to put my spirit first, and then after the spirit soul has been fed, then I'll talk about feeding the body. Now that may not be applicable. I had a darshan with one of you all today. In her case, this would not be practical. So it may not be practical for everyone, depending on the shift you work, what hours you work. But as a general principle, get those rounds done as early as possible every day, and that will make a big difference on your consciousness. Try to get 16 rounds completed before you leave the house for your job. And then you've got yourself fully surcharged. Don't put anything in your mouth unless it's prasadam. Unless it's offered to Krishna. Try to read every day Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. try to hear while you're washing the dishes. You can hear bhajans, you can hear kirtans, you can hear lectures, or you're driving in your car. Try to always be connecting with Krishna. When you go to your office, you can have a picture of Krishna, you can have a picture of Prabhupada, you can have a picture of your spiritual master right there on your desk, you see. Do everything possible to be Krishna conscious. Never, just like on your screensaver on your computer, put a nice picture of Krishna or Prabhupada or Sankirtan parties. Do everything you can to be Krishna conscious in every way, in everything that you do. As far as possible, wear a dhoti or a sari. Because these things remind you of Krishna. That I'm not part of this mlecha culture. You see. Wear tilak. Get up every morning and put tilak on at home while you're doing your japa. And you can take it off and put water tilak on. Say the same mantra, Om Keshavaya Namaha, and put water tilak before you go to the office. To remain sanctified throughout the day. So, the Kanti Mala also. You can put before Diksha, you can put one strand, one or two strands. And then after Diksha, generally, then three after initiation. Three or more. But these things are very helpful. Coming for these retreats, going to the temple, inviting devotees to your home for a kirtan program. Just see how you can fill up more and more and more and more of your 365 days of the year with Krishna consciousness.
So, one question just before we then go into what's stopping us achieving Krishna consciousness is, why is it important to just eat prasadam? Because lots of people say, I'll just order something vegetarian at this restaurant, or I'll just go to a vegetarian restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why is that important?
Well, I know our practice is that Prabhupada himself, he would not take anything on the plane. He would bring his own foodstuffs on the airplane. He was constantly flying around the world. And, they have vegetarian meals on the airplane. Prabhupada wasn't taking them. And also when Mataji and I travel, they offer us vegetarian meal. We don't take it. So, why not? He's vegetarian. Actually, the consciousness of the person cooking the food goes into it, especially in grains. But the consciousness of the person cooking it goes into the foodstuffs. So you're actually taking their consciousness into yourself, whoever the cook was. So I were really hoping that that day will come when the demand is such that the airlines will have to give, Govinda's restaurant to supply the meals for the airplane. So we can get Krishna Prasadam, on the airplanes. That'll be great. But until that time, we recommend the brown bag. Bring your own, you see. Actually, when I was a child growing up, we had cafeteria at the school, but maybe for saving money, I don't know, but my parents sent me with my own lunch every day. I had my little lunch box, and I would have my own lunch. I wouldn't buy anything. I would sit in the cafeteria, but I would not go through the cafeteria line. I would not take anything. I would bring my own from my home, you see. So we can do that. When you go to work, you bring your own lunch. Many karmis do them. They bring their own lunch, isn't it? They still do. To save money, or maybe they like better what the wife makes. I don't know. But they bring their own. They bring their own lunch. You see. So if they can bring their own lunch, why we cannot bring our own lunch? We have more important reason to bring our own lunch. And if you don't know how to cook, then ask some devotees who can help you. Making this khichdi we had for breakfast, wasn't that very tasty? Nice khichdi, the big chunks, the carrot, the cauliflower, the broccoli. It was so tasty. That's very simple to make khichdi. Even a single man who doesn't know how to cook, he can easily learn how to make khichdi. Nice, nutritious, healthy, tasty khichdi, you see. So if even if you say, oh, I don't know how to cook, that's no excuse. You can even nowadays, you know, you can get even bread machine, have homemade bread easily. Or actually chapati, that's even better thing. It's not that difficult. You can learn to make chapati. Very, very nice chapati. It's the king of breads is chapati. You can have nice chapati here. So there's really no excuse. It's just a matter of what do you want. You know, the more we can avoid eating in restaurants, the better off we are in Krishna. Except for Krishna conscious restaurants, the better off we are.